Search crews have recovered part of the tail section of Air France 447, putting investigators a little closer to understanding what brought down the Airbus as it flew across the Atlantic from Rio de Janeiro to Paris. As of this morning, 24 bodies have been recovered of the 228 people on board. To help us understand what is known so far, we turn to Chris Yates. He's the safety and security editor of IHS Jane's Airport Review, and he joined us from Manchester, England. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, this tail section, it's a little bit vivid because you can see Air France in it, as it will. You know, you can feel the sense that there's a plane there. But does it hold anything in it that would get the investigators closer to, say, the black box?
Well, we would hope that that's the case. Essentially, what we're doing at the moment is recovering debris that's floating on the surface of the ocean, including, of course, human remains. What we saw recovered yesterday was a large piece of that tail section, but it doesn't in and of itself tell us precisely where the remainder of that tail section, or indeed the remainder of the fuselage is, because we're talking essentially about floating debris here. And as we know, the aircraft went down just over 7 days ago, and the currents in the ocean in that part of the world can be quite strong. So the potential is that that floating debris could have been carried some distance away from the wreckage field on the seabed. And this is where we need to go now. This is what we need to find. We need to locate where those bigger parts of the aeroplane are to aid us in searching, if they're still live, for the data recorder and the voice recorder.
Now, there's been a fair amount written just lately about the airplane's speed sensors and the possibility that they were giving conflicting readings. What does that mean?
Essentially, these are small sensors that, if you will, stick out of the fuselage of the aeroplane and measure the airflow as it passes over that fuselage. In the past, there have been instances, particularly on the A330 and the A340, of those sensors becoming blocked by ice at high altitude, therefore giving a certain discrepancy in the readings that the pilot and co-pilot would see. And this is just, again, one other piece of information, one sliver of information that we need to be mindful of as we investigate all of the pieces of information to determine what might have caused this tragic crash.
So, simply put, still a long way to go to figure this out.
Oh, we have an enormous way to go yet. 24 pieces of data from the flight systems as apparently they were shutting down. Some debris from the surface of the ocean. We have currently 24 human sets of human remains. And we have everything to play for before we can determine what is the cause. And I would stress also that we can't rule out anything at this stage, anything from an act of terrorism through to a computer systems failure on board the aeroplane.
Thank you very much for talking with us.
You're entirely welcome.
Chris Yates is the safety and security editor of IHS Jane's Airport Review, speaking to us from Manchester, England.